Hey, good morning, everybody. So Shishia Vayera is one of the really fascinating aliyos in the entire Torah. It's the interaction between the Malachim and Lod and the, debased people of Sodom, all of them, Minar V'ad Zaken, Kolami Katzah. And in particular, we have, from the perspective of, let's say, the Ramban, Lod is Lod at his finest. Vayiftzar Bam Ba'od Vayasuri La Vayavol Beso, being Moser Nefesh, for Hachnasas Orchem, and the Ramban, not denying that this is really to Lod's great credit. Avram never, risked so much in an act of Hachnasas Orchem as Lod did right here. So the Ramban, again, sees that in a very positive light. It's hard not to. Hayo Lod Zechut, the Zechus, the Ramban writes, Be'afziro behem v'yelo chefetz tov be'achnasas Orchem, that he really wanted to do the right thing. And then the Ramban says, dialectically, to protect his orchim, he is willing to be hine nali shtevanos shirli aduish otzianas hen alechem vasulahem katobe nechem. The Ramban is equally critical. Mitoch shivcho shalish hazeb anli degnuso toreach mod al achsanya shal lahatzol sami neshabo betzel karaso aval sheyfayu san sheir behefker benosav ein ze kiim ro alev. It reflects a deep corruption of personhood, shalohaya inin hazima benashim rachok beinav, velohaya osa livnosav chamas gadol kafidata. Well, what's the big deal? So they'll have their way with them, but that's nothing to write home about. For anybody to think that way about their own daughters is, the Ramban says, a great roa lev. So one of the challenges, it's not again dispositive critique. But one of the challenges that you encounter, according to the Ramban, is, how is it possible? And it is possible. We know that people are complicated in life and they can have really, positive sides to their personality and very strange and problematic, element to their personality as far as, this issue is concerned. But, maybe in a broader sense, there is room to explore an alternative perspective, which is the Sfarno's perspective. Hine la li shtevanos asher li yadu ish, says the Sfarno, very briefly, but fascinatingly, otzianas hen alichem v'asu lehem kato b'nichem chashav, this is what Lot was thinking, sheyakumu lokche v'nosav, right, following Rashi Shita, that they were really arusos, that there were men in the city that were betrothed to them, v'koyim sheon b'nehem, who would, holler and make a scene and say, that this is untenable. So Lot was buying time. He said these people are obviously problematic, that is to say the people of Sodom. And as such, I have to placate them somehow. So here's the thinking is that, I'll tell them that I'm going to give them, my daughters. But then, of course, the men are going to step in and say, what do you think you're doing? So according to the Sfarno, not that the Sfarno is unequivocally positive about Lod and the Saliyah in particular, Vayaslam Mishteh, Matzos Afava Yocheli, is very critical of the Mishteh, of the Yayin. He says, Sofo Mochiach Al Tchilaso, Lod had developed a kind of an addiction, and this was his undoing, etc. But the Sfarno is helping us to avoid a certain kind of problem, that Lod wasn't really capable of at once being Moser Nefesh for the mitzvah of Achnasas Archem and such roa lev with respect to his daughters. It was a calculated risk. He felt that the, arusim of his daughters would step in and they would prevent any kind of untoward behavior. So again, we have, two basic models in the Mefarshim, either to accept the fundamental complexity of Lot, Poseach al Shtei HaSi'ipim, Mesiris Nefesh for the mitzvah of Achnasas Archem, but a deep confusion about how, life should work. First family is our responsibility, then immediate community, extended community, etc. What my Rebbe likes to call expanding concentric circles. And that deep confusion is very much the approach of Ramban. And then the Sfarno, who says, no, that this is basically an aliyah about Lot's credit. There are indications that are troubling, such as the Yayin, but the Hachnasas Orchem is a great zechos, and even here, that Lot was, a kind of a chag l'Hashem machar, kind of a ploy. I'll send out the daughters now, but they'll never get anywhere with that because lokchei v'nosav, there are arusim in the city who will prevent anything from happening. So, again, two basic approaches, machlokas, Ramban, and Sforno, what exactly Lot's plan was with respect to being motzi, you know, his daughters, and what would take place. Now, what's fascinating, according to Sforno, is that there's no indication. It doesn't say this explicitly, but there's no indication that you know, they were willing to speak up at any level. So Lot may have overestimated, in some sense, you know, the moral fiber of the people, even who had betrothed his own daughters, and that may very well be the case, that he was projecting a certain kind of chivalry or a certain kind of, you know, virtue ethic that really was nowhere to be found.